Hey everyone, it's me, Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl, here with Jamie and Mikey at Hungryland. Hey kids.
Hey. Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Swell.
It's just right in the middle of our hot, hot summer.
It really is.
I think it's the hottest on record.
Is it?
I've lived here my whole life, Southern California. July feels like August right now. And I'm sure August is going to feel like, well, August, but more than that.
Really hot August.
Yeah.
No, and it's funny to put it in perspective. My mom and sister are visiting from Phoenix and they think it's cold.
Ah!
Wow.
Because it's usually 119 degrees in Phoenix, which is crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy.
So we feel your pain if you're out there in somewhere sweltering land, USA. But to go along with the hot temperatures, we have the hottest haul ever.
Yeah.
And steamy. I can say it's hot because we've never done it before.
This is a
Sprouts haul.
So excited.
So let's talk about Sprouts for a minute. Sprouts, I know a lot of people out there were saying years ago that they didn't have Sprouts.
Mm-hmm.
But is it national now?
They're everywhere now. I mean, there's going to be some areas that don't have them, you know, like Trader Joe's, they're not in every city, but they're, I don't know how many, I'm going to guess at least 300 to 400 Sprouts across the country now. So they're everywhere. Yeah.
Well, hopefully, even if you don't have Sprouts where you live, some of these products are probably available.
Yes. These are not all exclusive.
Yeah.
Good. Excellent. So we like that, but I'm excited because guess what? I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Shocker.
Good move on your part.
Thanks. Let's. But before we eat, what you got, Mike? Breaking
news. All right. This is big news from Mickey D's. McDonald's is testing vegan ice cream. It's currently testing it only in the UK right now. But if all goes well, we should see it here in the United States. It is available in two flavors, chocolate and strawberry. And oh, did I bury the lead? Each scoop, which actually they come in a cup, but they call them scoops, only 100 calories.
Wow, is it soft serve?
I don't think so,
because prepackaged tubs.
Oh, prepackaged. Oh,
yeah.
Well, that's weird. Oh, so it's like a Dixie cup, as they say.
Yeah, exactly.
They probably don't want to risk like cross-contamination with the other soft serve.
Smart.
Yeah. Maybe, yeah.
Oh, well, I'm excited to try it.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know when it'll be here. My mom is currently in London, but I don't think it'll make it back frozen if she brings it.
She's jet-setting?
Yeah.
Good for her.
But that's all I got.
All right. So we are now jumping in. First product is from an old favorite brand, Amy's Light Meals Quinoa and Black Beans, or as they say in the UK, quinoa. Quinoa and black beans. So this is an Amy's frozen meal. I'm assuming it's not a Sprouts exclusive.
Do you want me to mix it or do you want to take one side and...
Oh, maybe we'll take one side.
Yeah, we've got a nice black bean situation happening on one side. And then it looks like the quinoa with the butternut squash and chard on the other side.
Wow. Okay, good. Well, as we know, Amy's is a plant... Is it plant-based or just vegan? I mean, just vegetarian. I can't remember now. Wow. Is my brain not working? I've been eating Amy's foods for 100 years.
It's the heat.
I think it might just be like plant forward. I mean, don't they have like a shepherd's pie?
I know there's no meat at all, but I just don't know if there's dairy. Should we look? I feel really crazy that I don't know this. Is all their cheese? But
yeah, I don't know.
I think Amy's is just vegetarian. I don't think it's vegan, but... I know there's no meat. That's 1,000,000% sure. Okay, I'm going to bite into this and stop yapping.
Oh, wait, I'm behind. I'm behind.
So, quinoa, nice. Black beans, butternut squash. It's interesting. It tastes very, like, lacking flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no salt.
Yeah.
But I'm sure, I want to know what the sodium is. I would add salt to this or truffle salt.
Oh, the textures are great, though.
Mm-hmm. That's nice.
Okay, let's see what the stitch is. Yeah, only 320 milligrams of sodium.
Yeah, it tastes very low sodium-ish. I would put a little sprinkle of salt on that, but it's... Yeah. And I would also add shrimp or chicken to it, of course.
I think that's smart, though, to do things that are lower sodium and let people, like, salt it themselves. Because some people are more conscious of their sodium intake. Some people say more the better.
But the people who don't know the secret of salt will say, oh, that tastes terrible. And you don't know, like when your friend is not looking, you just put a sprinkle of salt on it. They'll say, oh, that's the best thing I ever tasted.
When they're not looking. Spiking their food with salt.
When you sprinkle it with unknown drugs and roofies. Just kidding.
What's happening?
Just kidding. Don't cut that out. Just say just kidding 100 times. Don't cut it. I'm kidding. Hi.
Hi.
Jamie's going to say, cut that out.
Wait. Before you guys are like digging in, hold the phone.
Oh, I'm just, because I want to make sure it's hot.
I know, but you guys,
let me say what the next product is.
Wait. Let me recap and talk about stats. That Amy's Light Meals, quinoa and black beans. One bowl, 210 calories, 3 grams of fat, 10 grams of protein, 4 Weight Watcher points. If I remember correctly, they are starting out at Sprouts, but I'm sure they're going to be everywhere soon.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
Now we can move on.
All right. Next, we have another Amy's Light Meal. This is sweet and sour Asian noodles. It looks a lot like a lo mein situation. Mm-hmm. That's what it looks like to me. Except it's sweet and sour, so I'm excited to try it. Mm-hmm. And it looks like it's just noodles and sauce with some veggies. Oh.
My love. Wow.
Tastes like pineapple. Mm. Is there some pineapple in here? That's amazing. Totally up my alley. I'm like a sweet and sour girl.
I feel like, is that tofu? There's little...
Oh. Yeah, I see some. I didn't get any. Oh, no, I did get one. Let me try it.
It's rice pasta, by the way.
Whoa.
I see Mikey's taking it for lunch over there in the back.
Yeah, I'm hiding it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this is rice noodles, organic tofu, and diced veggies with a savory sauce.
Mm-hmm.
That was super, that's super yummy.
Delish.
Pineapple juice, yeah.
I love that. Mm. I love Amy's. Amy's, you know what? Whoever they have in their kitchens, they do really, really good work.
They invited us to come visit their kitchens.
Oh, yeah. I know the owner, Rachel and Peter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was
named after Amy, their daughter, who is now probably 30 something.
Yeah, somebody 35, I think I remember. We saw, I forgot the president's name, but really nice guy. We interviewed him at the expo.
Oh.
Well, Jamie interviewed him. I was just kind of holding the microphone.
But you did it so well.
you
did a great job. And there's also new light meals, including a spinach lasagna and a macaroni and cheese. That's great.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, and so these are at supermarkets nationwide.
That's nice. And by the way, Amy's meals, I'm glad that they're doing more of these light meals because some of their meals are not always calorie friendly. So whatever.
Something for everyone now. So these sweet and sour Asian noodles, a bowl has 260 calories, 4.5 grams of fat. This one's a little higher in sodium, 690. 10 grams of protein, 8 Weight Watcher points. Yum, yum, yum.
Beautiful. I see Mikey's busy slicing over there.
Slicing and dicing.
This looks good.
Next up, we have Grateful Eats chicken patties with veggie blend. It's a frozen chicken patty. It looks like a chicken patty.
Mike was very excited when he got this. It's big, too, this patty.
It is, and I accidentally took two pieces.
I told Jamie, well, no, I won't say it. I'll wait to see your reaction.
So it says 110 calories, I see. Hmm. Okay.
Hmm.
Doesn't taste like chicken.
Well, it has there's some weird spice in it, and I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
It's probably just going to say spices. If I smothered it in ketchup, I would like it.
Yeah.
So it's all natural chicken with cauliflower, carrots, onion, and kale.
It's like...
Okay, wait. It tells you the seasonings. Oh. Potato flour, which is probably just for texture.
Yep.
Yeah.
Salt, onion powder, garlic powder, and you guessed it, spices.
It's one of the spices.
Yeah.
Yeah, which makes it a little off, in my opinion.
It's almost like a little bit sour.
I don't get sour, but I do get like whatever you use in chicken soup.
Mm-hmm.
It tastes a little.
Oh, yes.
But not in the best way.
Like celery salt. Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Mike, how did you prepare this? It's very, not spongy, but it's soft.
Yeah, skillet.
I don't think that's 10 minutes. Mike's fault.
Yeah, the directions on the thing said skillet for 8 to 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So that's what I did.
It wasn't. I think a lot of people would like this, or at least some people would like this.
Yeah.
You know, I will say when it came off the skillet, it was a little bit crispier. So maybe just because, you know, we've been talking, it's been about, I don't know, 10 minutes or so that it's been sitting. So maybe it just gets a little soggy if it sits.
The texture's fine. It's just, I don't know. It's okay.
No.
It's all right. I agree that some people would like this.
Okay. Well, that's disappointing because this was the one item I said to Jamie, this is going to be the find of the haul. So I got that wrong.
Well,
I think not your fault.
I think we should try more from this brand. So this is gluten-free, by the way. They also make a beef burger with these same veggies, plus meatball versions. And they come in both raw and regular.
Cooked? Raw and regular.
Raw and regular.
Yeah.
But interesting. I like the concept.
Yeah, it's a chicken patty.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who doesn't
with
like
veggies?
The concept? The problem is they need to spend some time with Amy and her team to make things taste a little better.
Yeah. Just so my opinion. One patty, 110 calories, 3 grams of fat, 17 grams of protein, 2 Weight Watcher points. It's at all Sprouts and Shaw's location. Grateful Eats, chicken patties with veggie blend.
So the stats are great. And if you put whatever, Laughing Cow ketchup and put it in a bun or a lettuce bun, it probably would be delish.
Yeah, Mike, I would totally eat those.
All right, we'll
take them home.
We'll take
them. Okay, I'll do it.
Next up, Nuco, N-U-C-O, organic coconut wraps.
Wait, so I want you to get the smell of the bag when you open it.
So is this like a bread swap?
Yes.
Or is this coconut wrap?
This is an all-natural alternative to bread and tortillas. Mm-hmm-hmm. It is raw, vegan, paleo, gluten-friendly, no salt. It's literally just coconut meat, coconut water, coconut oil.
It smells like coconut.
Yeah.
It's just shocking.
Yeah, shock. Shock. Oh, I'm going to try to pull. I'm pulling this out. And I'm only, all right, I'm going to give you this, but I'm only pulling on the piece that I touched.
I feel like I want to rate the wrapability.
Well, it looks like fruit leather.
Yeah, but it looks like, look, like it's folding and rolling. It wouldn't, I don't think it would break. Because some tortilla swaps are like, you know, who are you kidding?
If you put this in the air fryer, it would be like a crisp. I think this would be great for dessert.
Yeah, I would never use this as a sandwich.
Not savory. But imagine wrapping, like, doing, like, a s'more with this. Mm-hmm. Like, with chocolate and marshmallow would be really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not for bread. It's a little deceiving. But I like the flavor of it for dessert.
Mm-hmm. And it's not that it's sweet. There's no sugar added. It's just 3 grams total sugar. But it's just
sweet.
Flavor-wise. It does?
Yeah.
It doesn't taste sweet to me.
Yeah, it's sweet, but not, like, overly sweet.
It tastes sweet to me in the way that unsweetened nut pods taste sweet. There's so much flavor.
Yeah, but like if you have a bite of coconut meat, it's sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
that's really yummy. Like I want to keep eating it.
Yeah.
I feel like I would just eat it like fruit leather.
Yeah.
That's basically what it is.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, but I would not use it as bread. Imagine having a turkey sandwich on that. Ew.
That might be good on a future item we have coming up.
Oh.
Well, just to recap, it's Nuco Organic Coconut Wraps. These are shelf stable. It actually says don't refrigerate or freeze them. One wrap has 70 calories, 5 grams of fat, 1 gram of protein, 3 Weight Watcher points. It's Nuco Organic Coconut Wraps.
I want to see, does it give you any like serving suggestions on that bag? Just
That's
curious.
Because
I want to.
Yeah.
What does it say?
Spread vegan mayo on your Nuco wraps with quinoa, chopped kale, sun-dried tomatoes, and top with a dash of spice and garnish with some shredded carrots.
That would be no thank you.
Egg rolls. I see egg rolls.
Yeah, scrambled eggs, chopped onions, tomatoes, topped with cheese and avocado. And
nothing desserty?
Yeah, sweet.
No,
try slathering your Nuco wrap with Greek yogurt, filling it with strawberries, granola, and topping with a drizzle of honey and a dash of cinnamon.
I like that.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Sounds they come in other varieties too. So that was the original. There's a turmeric version, a cinnamon version, a moringa version.
Hmm.
I don't know what that
sounds
is.
Like a casino. Moringa.
Yeah, up in Palm Springs. Yeah, I did see the turmeric one or turmeric, but I figure the regular plain one might have been our best choice.
Yeah, good call.
Good, very good call. Excellent call. Okay, next up, I love the name of this Cushy Croutons Poco Picante Chili and Lime. I'm not a big chili and lime fan, but what is this Cushy brand? I love the name.
The other,
and they have a cute little crouton mascot.
Is it just a crouton company?
Yeah.
And what does the Cushy mean? What's
they
the
had another
idea?
Another one there that was just plain. I thought that was boring, so I got the picante.
Okay, let's see. Cushy. They have. Yeah, it looks. Oh my gosh! I have to tell you something.
That would be really good on like a Southwest salad. A little bit of heat. That's great. So what's the story?
These are made with sourdough bread.
Mm.
Oh, by the way, they have a French toast variety.
Mm.
And I like that on the bag, they tell you, like, they're very smart. Add
Wait,
to
they
taco
say
salad.
We are very smart.
Yeah, see it? We are. Oh. It says add to taco salad, chili, or snack on them. I like that they know, they recognize this is not just a salad item. Mm-hmm. So it's sourdough bread with, I hope I pronounced this right. Dana was so lovely as to give me a pronunciation guide. With aji amarillo. Chili. Yes. I definitely said that right.
Aji amarillo.
Yeah. And makrut lime leaf, which is common in Thai cuisine. All natural, vegan friendly. It's available at Sprouts, Whole Foods, and other select retailers. So 2 tablespoons. How could you possibly measure 2 tablespoons of that?
I think smarter would be to figure out how many servings are in the bag or weigh it. How many servings do they say in the bag?
20.
20 times how many calories? 30?
So 600 calories for the bag.
I want to know. We should get in the habit of keeping a scale in here. Mm-hmm. So 7
yes,
grams.
Yes, so we can weigh ourselves before every episode.
7
yes.
grams. I'm curious how many croutons you get.
But it'd be great if your iPhone could weigh now.
Oh,
it probably can.
Give it time.
Yeah.
So there's six. How many servings in this bag? 20. Sorry. 600 calories in the bag.
I really want to. Can I get a scale?
Yeah,
I want to know how many croutons you get for 30 calories.
Okay, I'll sing.
Well, I can read the story.
Okay, I'll stop the Jeopardy music.
Okay. We're two brothers obsessed with bread. While other kids screamed for ice cream, we begged for a beautiful, crusty sourdough loaf. Thanks, Mom. Now we're bringing that same excitement to every bag of cushy croutons. Starting with the highest quality ingredients, we make a delicious loaf of real sourdough bread. Then we lovingly cut, season, and bake it once more to get the perfect crouton crunch after all. Bread is joy.
I love them, and I love the story. And I love how the mascot looks a little like SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yeah, totally.
Fruit stripe gum zebra. If SpongeBob and the... We have to take a picture of this.
Yeah.
If SpongeBob and this fruit stripe gum zebra, who has a name and I forgot, had a baby, that's what it would look like.
Yeah, totally. Why don't you take a picture of him?
Cammy has the scale.
Well, I'm sure we can put the bag up, right? And it'll have...
Yeah, I was saying for Lisa to take the picture as like the podcast picture.
Yeah, so you can see my... Oh, whatever. My nail is in it.
Man, this scale has seen better days.
Does it not?
Okay. I want to know how many...
7 grams, right?
Yeah. How many croutons do you think you're going to get for 30 calories?
5.
I think 3.
6.
Okay.
That's a big crouton you threw on there.
It's a little one, so it balances out.
4. 4. 4.
Four.
Okay.
All right, nice. I mean, look, it is what it is. They're yummy.
Mm-hmm.
I like them.
Good stuff. Cushy croutons.
Cushy croutons. Cushy coo. Love it. Very good. And where are these available?
Sprouts, Whole Foods, other select retailers, Cushy.com, and Thrive Market.
Nicely done. Okay, next up we have, I love a pretzel. These are Dream Pretzels, thin and crispy pretzel chips.
They're adorable. They look like little bagels.
Yeah, like pretzel bagels.
So they're a cross between like a flat bagel and like the whatever Snack Factory pretzels. It's like a cracker pretzel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I really love
those. Yeah, those are good.
Yeah.
But we have to try, and I think they're here somewhere. You know, they have a protein line of this product.
I've had them.
How do they taste? Similar or protein-y?
Less delicious. They taste, they're good, but protein. This is like addictively delicious. Yeah.
And they're 20 for 110 calories. That's a ton.
Yeah, that's
right?
good.
This is like, I want to marry that bag.
Mm. Well, do you want me to bring it over? Get a tuxedo for the bag?
Wait, please. Wouldn't it be, oh, that's cute, Mike. Wouldn't it be great to put like Laughing Cow and like make little sandwiches with it?
Yes.
Like little tiny pretzel sandwiches.
Little tiny bagel sandwiches with like a piece
everything
of turkey.
Bagel seasoning. Please. I bet these come in flavors.
Jamie,
you want me to make you some, don't you?
Mm-hmm. To like put me in a wedding dress next to this in a tuxedo.
That's a tall order.
Just this is what you do. You enlarge this and you say not actual size. You add a tuxedo. I could send you a wedding picture of me.
Okay.
And you can just do it.
All right.
Wow.
All right.
Wow. Working overtime. This is Dream Pretzels Pretzels. We tried the sea salt, 110 calories, 1.5 grams of fat. Actually, it does have 3 grams of protein, about 4 Weight Watcher points. We can't really tell because of the fiber situation, but these are baked. They have 35% less sodium than regular pretzels. They are at Sprouts, Target, other select retailers, online at Amazon.
I have to tell you, I'm still eating them.
Mm-hmm, those are good.
They're always sold out on Amazon?
I think she might be talking about the protein ones.
Oh.
I'm not sure.
Okay, maybe. Whoa, I'm just still like in love. I'm like in love. It's hard for me to concentrate on the next item.
You going to be okay?
Ooh, I don't know. I might need to like throw some water on myself. Next, we have Purely Sprouted Chili Lime and Sea Salt Sprouted Cashews. There's a lot of chili lime here today.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That's, summertime. You know why? Because a boy did the haul. Boys love chili lime.
I mean, they did have sesame.
I love sesame.
But I thought it was so boring.
You think everything's boring. Chili lime I don't like, but I did like those cushy croutons.
Maybe you're turning.
Maybe. Very limey. I mean, if you like cashews that taste like Fruit Loops... You'll like, they taste just like Fruit Loops.
But These are sprouted, and we love sprouted almonds. What do you think of these sprouted cashews?
I like them. They taste exactly like Fruit Loops. They have the exact flavoring of Fruit Loops.
I get
and it's
it.
A little, it's a little, I know I'll shut up now. It's a little spicy. I think people will like it.
Yeah. If you guys are wondering, so sprouted is when they soak them to remove nutrient blockers. This it aids in absorption and digestion. So it's a really cool process, supposed to be easier to digest. This has 1 ounce, it's cashew stats. 1 ounce has 160 calories, 13 grams of fat, 5 to 6 Weight Watcher points, purely sprouted chili, lime, and sea salt sprouted cashews at Sprouts and other select retailers on Amazon and purelysprouted.com.
I want you to say sprout a few more times in that sentence.
Sprout.
Sprout, sprout, sprout. Little sprout will probably like some. Purely sprouted. Interesting. And they only come in two flavors? Sesame
all
and
I
chili
saw
lime.
Was sesame and that, but they might come in more. I don't know.
Hold on. Let's see. Shop flavors.
It's crazy. Like,
ooh, ready?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't think you would like this first one. Orange ginger.
Ooh.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Sweet and salty.
Yes.
Oh, wait. These are like mixes. These are snack mixes. No. So the actual sprouted cashews. Oh, they have sprouted almonds. Weird. I only see the chili, lime, and sea salt, and then all the other flavors are for snack mixes.
Oh. Maybe
the sesame
was a snack mix, or maybe I was just seeing things.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
See a sesame.
Maybe.
Closed sesame.
Are we ready to move on, or
Let's move.
Moving on. Okay. This must be a Sprouts exclusive. It's Sprouts Organic Oat Milk Creamer in Tres Leches. That means three milks.
Yes.
Three milks, and it looks like just like a creamer situation. Super excited. Always like a creamer. Mm-hmm.
Wait, I love, so look at these little cups we have. It's the kind that you get at McDonald's for your ketchup. But did you know the trick with the ketchup with these things?
No, what's the trick?
Look, so you know how you fill your ketchup like this?
Yeah. You undo
You're
it.
You're supposed so it, to undo it so that
oh,
you
yeah.
get more.
I've done that.
Smart.
I love it.
Super
so you, it spreads out.
Yeah.
So you could put like a.
And it's easier to like dunk your nuggets in there.
Oh, they smell
dunk
so
Dunk those nuggets.
It smells so good.
It smells like butterscotch.
One, two. Wait, Christ I'm only like smelling two milks. Wow.
Oh, that's delish. This
Whoa.
Tastes like butter. Tastes like butterscotch milk.
Yeah.
Yes. That would go such a long way because
totally.
It's so sweet. I mean, that is like sweet,
Wowzer.
Sweet.
All right. With me. I would put 2 tablespoons or I mean, 1 tablespoon in my oatmeal.
Oh, ugh, wow.
It'd be so good in oatmeal. That's delicious.
Overnight wow. oats. I mean, yeah. coffee. If you took just a simple black coffee, what's that brand we, is it Super Coffee?
Yeah.
You know how they have that triple espresso iced drink that was amazing? If you put 1 tablespoon of that with that over ice.
Yeah.
I mean, ridiculous.
We should try it with 1 tablespoon, but we're not that ambitious.
Not too.
But it's still, it tastes, it's so good.
Yeah.
It really tastes like butterscotch. I'm just saying.
Wait,
I can't stress it enough.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's free from gluten, nuts, and dairy. 1 tablespoon, 20 calories, no fat, 1 Weight Watcher point. It is exclusively at Sprouts, as you might have guessed.
Does that come in flavors?
Let's find out.
I think I saw something else, but I don't remember. I thought the Tres Leches was.
Let me guess. It was boring.
It was boring.
It was sesame.
I mean.
No, I bet it was. No, this is not boring. It's the opposite
Tres
of boring.
Leche. I mean.
Tres Leches.
Yeah. I thought I saw other flavors, though.
That's good. Good, good, good. Okay. I like Sprouts.
I see an original.
Rich.
I'm only seeing the original and the Tres Leche. Is this a vanilla one? No.
Why are you leaving out the S, both of you?
Tres Leches.
Yes.
Yeah. Jeez. That is weird.
I don't know.
It's must run in the family.
Maybe.
Because there probably is a language where you don't pronounce the S.
Mm-hmm.
I don't speak many languages.
Yeah.
Spanish I speak.
I'm trying to think of why that
Espanol.
Would be. Espanol.
All right. Next up, we have another creamer. Another oat creamer.
We got
this
two.
Is oat. One is oat milk creamer. One is oat creamer. I'm assuming it's similar. It's Elmhurst plant-based oat creamer, and we have 2 flavors.
Yep.
Caramel macchiato and pistachio cream. Interesting. Let's try the caramel macchiato first, just to see if it tastes like the Tres Leches.
Mm-hmm. Mikey, was this refrigerated or shelf-stable?
Refrigerated.
Is the other one fridge or shelf-stable?
Also, both were refrigerated.
Great. All right, I'm going to smell this. Ooh, this smells like caramel, not butterscotch.
Big difference.
Hmm. I really like that too.
Whoa.
It's delish.
I'm not used to like that level of sweetness, but this is not how you're supposed to drink it.
No, but it's again,
but you could.
Oatmeal. Wow. Oatmeal, cereal. And that's this one is fewer calories a little bit, right?
15 calories, half a gram of fat, one Weight Watcher point.
What I don't understand is it has one gram of sugar, right? Mm-hmm. It's so sweet.
Yeah.
But it's because you only a tablespoon.
Yeah.
So how many, let's look at how many servings are in that tiny little container.
30.
So that's 30 grams of sugar for like a
chug.
Yeah. So, and how many ounces is that? 12?
16.
16.
Right. So if you think about a cup. 15
in a cup.
16, yeah.
That's, yeah.
Yeah, that makes
sense. 15 times 2.
But you could never. I mean, that 16. Is so sweet.
Whatever.
You could never drink a whole milk carton of it. I'm excited to try the pistachio. It contains actual pistachio milk, not just flavoring.
Oh, I don't know if we've ever tried pistachio milk.
There are lots of compelling varieties per Dana. Let's see. There's cashew creamers in cinnamon churro.
Whoa.
Caramel brulee.
I'm trying the pistachio.
I did see the caramel brulee, but I thought these were more exciting.
Ooh, wait, this, it tastes like pistachio ice cream, which is like, you know that flavor of like marzipan.
Ooh,
that
wow.
That is delicious.
So good.
I love that.
These are amazing.
Yeah. Wildly good. These are Elmhurst plant-based oat creamers. They are at Sprouts, Whole Foods, other select retailers on Amazon and Elmhurst1925.com.
What does Elmhurst do? Like, do they make other milks and things? I never heard of them.
Yeah. I mean, cashew milks and let's see. Creamers, variety packs. Oh my gosh. Their little menu. Shop all. So it says plant milks, creamers, and barista, variety packs. And then the next category is we made too many. So clearly that's like they're trying to sell off things that,
what's in them? We made too many. I want to
Sorry, there are no products in this collection.
You know why?
They made too few.
That's a marketing tool because they're trying to pretend everything is so good that it sells out.
There you go.
Wow. Smart people.
Good stuff.
I'm confused by the next one.
All right. Next up, we have something that is confusing, Mike. It's Sprouts dairy-free oat milk whipped topping. Two tablespoons, 15 calories.
The reason why I'm confused is normally you would just pop the top off, shake it, and pour in your mouth or on something, right?
Dessert.
It says you're supposed to place the bottom fourth of the can under warm running water for 30 seconds, then dry the can, shake well before each use, remove pull tab, squeeze... were indicated and lift cap and then turn the
maybe it just was the frozen. First time you have to do
it
that?
Might have been was it frozen ever
no refrigerator I mean we're not going to do that
no but let me see
yeah I'll let you do it you're
the master could we try the can I have a little paper cup like we've been using please thank you and it says shake it up right
yeah be careful
I don't care if it gets all over me. Maybe it really does need to go underwater.
Yeah. Well, let's try it. See,
it already, I don't want to let the air out. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How many? 33 servings.
That's so dramatic that you have to do that whole process.
I don't understand. For the bottom, one more, and then dry the can. Well, that's a good idea. Otherwise, you can shake it. It's like when your dog takes a bath.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm going to try this very gently again. Okay. No. We have to put this underwater.
All right. We'll be right back,
all
everybody.
Right, hold on. Okay, we are back with our newly warmed can.
It's so
dried.
So we're at the bottom fourth.
Oh, it feels better.
Warm, yeah.
Now I can shake it.
Yeah.
It must be like some crazy, science thing.
Yeah. Maybe the oat milk.
Yes. Wow.
That was exciting.
Yes. I wonder if you have to do that every time, but it looks fun and good. It's pretty good. Not amazing.
It's made with gluten-free oats. It's vegan.
I like that.
I like it a lot.
Mm. Oh, you know what it would be good on? The coconut wrap.
Oh, do it.
I'm trying.
But this was the item I was saying earlier. That would be
really?
Perfect with coconut wrap, yeah.
Yeah, try it, Mike.
I don't have any more.
Here. Oh, my gosh.
Here,
that's
you
great.
Can have some of mine.
That's yummy. That's so fun.
Oh, yeah.
Hot couple.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's perfect.
Mm-hmm. Clap, clap, clap.
Good stuff.
Get a couple chocolate chips or peanut butter chips in there.
Yes, chips.
Yeah.
Mike's such a hungry girl.
You really are.
He always has been, though. Like, not always, but since he's known about Hungry Girl, he's, gotten into it even before he worked here.
Yeah.
So this is the Sprouts dairy-free oat milk whipped topping in the fridge. 2 tablespoons, 15 calories, 1 Weight Watcher point, Sprouts exclusive.
Moving on, we are at a product called Wellness Bites, crispy quinoa brittle in peanut crunch. Wellness Bites, is that the brand or is that the thing?
I think that's the brand.
Okay, Wellness Bites, crispy quinoa brittle in peanut crunch. So it's like peanut brittle made of quinoa. That's kind of fun. Are there any peanuts in there too?
Yeah.
Peanut crunch.
Yeah, I see peanuts.
I see peanuts in your future. Okay. Wow. How many servings in that bag? Just curious.
There's 5 servings. Sorry, I don't know how that happened. I thought it was off.
I want you to keep that music.
Keep it off. How did that? Oh, on my computer. Oh.
Keep the music in because this is worthy of that music.
Yeah, that's so good. Wow.
This may be the find of the haul.
Wow.
That's too good for words.
I'm looking to see what else they have. Oh, they have a crispy quinoa brittle peanut club. Oh, club pack. I thought it was a club. I could join.
Maybe you can. Wait, how many servings in that bag do you say?
5.
5? It's so good.
So there's also a sweet and salty version with chia seeds and a cinnamon nut crunch version.
Wow.
Okay. Yum.
Yeah.
Wow, you can get the trio pack for only $13.
On Amazon?
On their website.
I have chills.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's just cold in here.
First you were so hot, good. Now you're cold.
It's a product of Canada, by the way.
Wow, so that makes me...
It's got English and French stats.
Wow, I noticed the French stats. Yeah. I just thought they were trying to be fancy.
You get 1/3 of that package for 110 calories, 6 grams of fat, 5 Weight Watcher points. It's at Sprouts.
Wait, 1/5, I think. 1/5 of the package.
What did I say?
1/3.
Oh, 1/5.
Well, I was getting excited for a minute. I looked down.
It's online at wellnessbites.ca and on Amazon.
Okay, next up we have Jolly Llama half-dipped yogurt bars. It's a dipped cool mint chip. Wait, let me guess. You thought all the other flavors were boring.
No, they only had this flavor.
Oh.
Because I'm like, Lisa doesn't like peppermint and chocolate as much as others. Mm-hmm. And I thought, they got to have something different. But this is the only flavor they had. But I thought it was
I'm
a cool.
I'm so glad you bought it because it looks like a really cool product. And we know Jolly Llama.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, should we have our own just because we both want to get the, because it's half dipped.
Yeah, we can each, I mean, you and Jamie can share.
Yeah.
And then I'll take a bite. Mm-hmm. I'll take one.
I'm just reading. Oh, sorry. That's I didn't realize I was holding the box.
No worries.
Jamie's wearing glasses today, so everything is all different for her.
My perception's a little off. This is white mint frozen yogurt with chocolatey flakes. It's made with kefir yogurt.
Yeah.
Kefir? Kefir?
I think kefir.
I think it's kefir. Remember, kefir. Like,
oh, it
like
is
Sutherland.
Kefir. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, yeah. Kefir Sutherland. By the way,
for Sutherland?
They greenlit a new 24 movie.
Really?
Can't wait.
Wait, Jamie is wearing glasses. Because did you get pudding in your eye?
Pudding?
Don't you remember the Simpsons episode? Ow, my eye. I'm not supposed to get pudding in it. It was one of the funniest lines.
I don't remember that.
Oh, that's great.
Wow.
I'm not even like.
Wow.
Normally a fan of this stuff.
It's so creamy.
My question is, will you be sad when you get to the bottom half and there's no chocolate coating?
I won't, but maybe. Look, it's just chocolate inside.
Yeah.
I would be happy the whole way through. That's delish.
Wow.
I want to look at the other flavors, but especially since it's only 100 calories, which I'm sure the half dipping helps with.
It has allulose, it has sugar. But it has sugar.
Oh, ready
and
for these flavors?
That's so good.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Ready? Ready? Coffee espresso.
Whoa.
Lemon cheesecake.
Gum.
Strawberry and cream.
And that one's actually
90 calories.
How do we get these?
And then chocolate fudge.
Oh my gosh, where and how do we get these?
Wow, they have so many products.
Never even heard of Jolly Llama before.
We did. We tried something of theirs. We did in a podcast. It was good.
Wow. It's actually sweetened with allulose, sugar, inulin, erythritol, stevia, and monk fruit. They were like, just put all the things in there. And they did it well.
All the things. Wait, is this the last product coming up?
Coming up, yeah.
Yes. But wow, just to wrap this up.
Sorry.
These are 100-calorie Jolly Llama half-dipped yogurt bars, 6 grams of fat, 2 grams of protein, about 5 Weight Watcher points. And they're at Sprouts, Safeway, Acme, and more.
Whoa. Okay. There's another peppermint item. Is that the only flavor
they
had?
This is the only flavor they had. No, they had just regular vanilla. I thought it was boring.
Oh, vanilla is my favorite flavor, Mike. And you know I hate peppermint. Sorry. What's going on with that husband of yours, Jamie?
But we learned something today that you were okay with the chili and lime, kind of. Mm-hmm. And you really loved the mint chip.
I did. Just before, I'm disappointed that we don't have the vanilla. These are bonbons. They're
actually,
Mad Minis bonbons.
This is an intervention. I'm trying to make you like foods that you thought you didn't like.
Well, we'll see. These are 60 calorie bonbons.
Yeah.
And so mintervention.
What's no junk. So what's the story? It just says no junk.
Let's see.
Gum.
Yeah, it's really good.
Unbon.
It tastes like Christmas.
Probably good. No junk.
Pink pepper.
Real ice cream bonbons.
I like it. I'm going in for another bite.
Indulgent ice cream in a smooth shell.
Mm.
These are 60 calories each, 4 grams of fat, 4 Weight Watcher points.
Mm.
See?
That's great.
I got you to like peppermint.
Tastes like toothpaste. No, it is good. If you like chocolate mint, you'll love all of these. They're really, really, really good.
Yeah, we've had their mini ice cream sandwiches, and they're like the size of a quadruple stuffed Oreo per Dana, which is a really good description, actually. Yeah. These are available at Sprouts and other select grocers. It's Mad Minis ice cream bonbons.
And I remember that we had those other ones, those Oreo looking things. Mm-hmm. And we did try the chocolate and vanilla. So I figured you already had tried the chocolate and vanilla. Why might as well get the peppermint?
Yeah, and they're reminiscent of the Yasso Poppables.
Yes.
Yeah. Which is very also similar, a bonbon.
Yeah.
Yum.
Good stuff. Good haul, Mikey.
Good job, Mikey.
Thank you very much.
Time to rate. Ready?
I'm so ready.
All right. Starting things off strong. We tried Amy's Light Meals in quinoa and black beans.
You know, I'm giving that an 8. Yes, it was good to use a sprinkle of sodium chloride, but whatever.
Or your sodium of choice.
Oh, speaking of salt, I just read something crazy today.
What's that? Southwest Airlines is now having assigned seating.
Well, that too, but it wasn't worthy of almost a breaking shoe. Salt in coffee. They recommend if you put a little tiny bit of salt in coffee, it brings out the flavor of coffee even more. Like a 16th of a teaspoon or something like that.
Like what, I mean, dash. With butter and salt? I don't even know what's next.
Yeah.
Okay, go on.
All right. Next on the list, Amy's Light Meal, sweet and sour Asian noodles.
9.5.
Wow.
Yum-alish.
Yum-alish. I like that. Next on the list, we tried Grateful Eats chicken patties with veggie blend.
Well, I'm grateful for the effort. These get a 6.5.
Okay.
I didn't love them. Sorry. Just saying.
I want to know how you felt about Nuco organic coconut wraps.
You know, I am going to give those a 7.5 just because if they spun themselves, if their marketing was like it's a dessert-y type thing, I would have given it a little higher, but not sure about the savory uses for them. No. But they're tasty.
Okay.
Give me 1 second. I just need to make a note.
Please make a note of it. Remember that when you would call up a change number?
Please make a note of
the number you have reached, blah, 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 has been changed. The new number is blah, 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 blah.
Please make a note of it. That must have been a California thing.
Maybe.
I don't think we had that in New York. That's so funny.
All right. Next on the list, we tried, this is so fun to say, cushy croutons.
It's funny. They're just croutons, but I love the marketing. I love the name. I love the sourdough. I love the flip. 9. I love everything.
Wow.
Love like them.
That. Awesome.
Great.
Then we tried Dream Pretzels. Dun, 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 dun.
How do you marry a pretzel or a pretzel if it's not a 10? It's a 10.
Aww.
Easy.
Congratulations, you two.
Thank
Are you registered anywhere?
Pretzels.com?
Yeah.
Well, I would imagine Pretzels.
You can find us on the Knot.
All right. Then we tried purely sprouted chili lime and sea salt sprouted cashews.
I'm going to give those an 8, even though they taste like Fruit Loops. I like them.
How about the organic oatmeal creamer? We tried the Tres Leches flavor.
9.5.
Wow.
Next, we tried the Elmhurst plant-based oat creamer and caramel macchiato and pistachio cream.
I mean, they're both a 9.5. There's just ties all around.
Yeah.
Yep. Moving on, we tried the little high maintenance, but the Sprouts dairy-free oat milk whipped topping.
It was a little high maintenance, but I'm giving that an 8. It's a good option for a vegan whipped topping.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, how about Wellness Bites crispy quinoa brittle?
10.
I
knew it.
Oh, that gets a 10. I wish I had more on my plate.
I probably feel like wish,
loved it.
You probably wish you didn't marry the pretzels before you.
Well,
I was going to say this product might object.
Wow. Yeah. Yum. So good. I'd like to try those together. They'd be good. Threesome. Thruple. I'm okay with a thruple.
Oh, boy. Oh. As me and Mike moonwalk out of the room.
Don't worry. I don't have my eye on you guys. It's the pretzels and the peanut
butter.
Wait
a second. All right. Let's get out of this conversation. Yeah. Next up, Jolly
Gracefully,
Llama.
Quickly.
Half-dipped yogurt bars.
9.5. And for a mint item, I mean, I love it. Love it. Love it.
Yeah.
Did you love the last on our list? It's Mad Minnie's ice cream bonbons.
Yes, 9.5 on those too. Because wild. I just love the controlled portion, 60 calorie, like perfect. You eat one, it's plenty. But if you ate two, who cares? Yeah. 120 calories.
I feel like I learned something from you today. I think you like mint and chocolate together, but you would rather have something else because I put it as me, like I'll always have peanut butter and chocolate when I go to, you know, Baskin-Robbins or whatever, but I love Rocky Road and I love Tin Roof Sundae and like all those other ones, but I'm always going to go for my favorite.
Right.
So if you're going to have ice cream or something that's a little bit, you know, higher in sugar or whatever, you're going to go for the one that you love the most.
True. Right. Exactly. And also I will take it one step further. If that's the only dessert available, I'll probably skip.
Yeah.
But if forced to try it, I like it.
You like it. Yeah.
Yeah. That makes interesting. Sense. Yeah. It's like how I used to feel about the show I Love Lucy. Like I'd be like, oh, I don't really like it. And then I'd watch it and I'd be like, oh, it's so good and so funny.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
It's just, I call it I Love Lucy syndrome. I get that way with things and people and shows and whatever. Anyway, great haul.
Yeah, really good.
Great haul. We love Sprouts. We love the way Mikey shops.
Thank you.
We loved a lot of these products are just home runs. There was only one that was a little bit of a bust, right?
Yeah, the chicken, right?
Yeah, the chicken patty.
Which was the one item I thought was going to be the winner.
Sometimes life is full of surprises. Yeah, and speaking of surprises, what are we giving away?
Should we give some magazines away?
Sure.
All right. Oh, awesome. We got some good comments from people complimenting Dana.
Oh, for Dana. Let's hear them.
Yeah. Well, it was.
Oh, come on.
It
Dana.
Was, you know, it was through text, but it was like, you're doing a great job.
Pick it up. I want to hear them.
I have to find.
Pick it up. We're not in a rush. Where are you going?
Hang on.
Dana's been like waiting the whole episode to hear this. I want to hear the most interesting or creative ones.
Well, it's text, so it's not. It's text messages, so it's not going to be voices, you know.
We'll listen
That's
to your
okay.
voice.
We're listening.
Okay, just one line, Dana. You're doing a great job with 3 exclamation points.
More.
Hang on. I can't see because it's. I have to be near the. Let me see if I can hold the microphone up like this. Oh, look at that. Dana is fantastic. She is really. She really helps out the team. The show rocks, and so does Dana. And then there's like a heart emoji, a muscle emoji, and then another heart emoji. And then there's. Oh, here we go. Just listen to the podcast. Great haul. I'm sending kudos to Dana, who ensures that every podcast has provided top-notch content. She also covers important information for Lisa, Jamie, and you to report the protein, fiber, and taste recommendations that help to make the great educated and delicious purchases. I'm sending my grateful thanks to Dana. P.S. I love all the work that goes into these great podcasts.
My heart is so full.
So that's why we're the best one.
Yeah, that was good.
That's amazing.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Thank you.
I bet you made Dana's day. Well, so what do they do this time?
They have to say nice things about Mikey.
Me?
Because he's the one that reads the text. He's the one that's been shopping for all the hauls.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think complimenting people makes you feel better and it makes you have a better day. So they're going to be doing you a service and themselves.
Oh, thanks, everybody.
And they can
advance.
Win prizes.
Yeah. And they'll win a magazine.
How do they do this?
Text 805-380-8075. You could also email podcast at hungry-girl.com.
And just say nice things about Mikey, but real, like sincere things. Don't just be like,
yeah, I'll be able to
Mikey,
tell.
You are nice or anything like that.
I have the fake sincere radar on.
You do?
Yeah.
All right. Good. Well, anyway, thank you guys for tuning in. This was like a super successful haul.
Yeah,
super.
First Sprouts ever.
First ever Sprouts. And we're excited to be back in a couple of weeks. I don't know what's going on.
We're
Maybe you do.
Do a spotted on shelves haul.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice. Mm-hmm. I'll start spotting things.
All right. Thank you.
Okie dokie. Again, thank you for tuning in. We will be back very soon. I'm Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl. Till next time, chew the right thing.